Today is Saturday, and this afternoon for a topic of mutual encouragement is left and right hand.
真神造我们人双手，让我们很方便可以做很多的事情。
The true God gave us two hands, enable us to do many things.
有的人他的右手比较灵活，有的人左手比较灵活。
Some may use their left hand more actively than the right hand.
有的人双手能够互相配合，可以完成很多的事情。
And some may use both hands to accomplish many things.
但是有的人双手没有办法配合，当然呢，工作效率就比较低。
But some could not coordinate with both hands, therefore it is less efficient.
那么圣经 也记载有关人的左手右手呢，这个故事呢蛮多啊。
And from the Bible, there are many stories regarding left and right hand.
那我们下午继续呢，再来以这个题目做互相参考。
So for this afternoon, we shall use this topic for encouragement.
我们照样要从圣经里面所记载的有关人的左手右手的故事联想到一些道理。
And from the Bible story, we must relate to our daily life.
我们请看撒母耳记下20章。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel.
第8节到第10节。
Chapter 8.
撒母耳记下第20章第8节到10节。
Chapter 20, verse 18 to 20.
第8节到10节。
Verse 8 to 10.
他们到了基片的大磐石那里。
亚玛撒来迎接他们，那时耶押穿着战衣，腰束佩带的带子，刀在胸内。耶押前行，刀从胸内掉下来。第9节。Verse 9。耶押左手拾起刀来，对亚玛撒说：“我兄弟啊，你好啊！”就用右手抓住亚玛撒的胡子，要与他亲嘴。第10节。 4. Attend.
亚玛撒没有防备耶押手里所拿的刀，耶押用刀触住他的肚腹，他的肠子留在地上，没有再触他就死了。这里记载大卫王两个部下。
Here tell us the two servants of David.
都是大卫王国很重要的人物。
And these they play an important role in King David's palace.
但是不幸国中发生叛乱的事情。
But unfortunately, this thing happened in the palace.
就是有一个毁徒叫示巴来造乱。
And there is a rebel called create some chaos here.
那么大卫王呢，他就派亚玛撒呢，赶快去镇压这件事情。
And so David sent Massa to settle this incident.
他在三日之内呢，还没有完全准备好。三天，在三天之内没有完全准备好。And
for 3 days he was not able to prepare.
那这个时候呢，这个亚比斯跟这个耶押两个兄弟呢，也是要来防备这一件事情。
And also Joab and his brother also prepare for this matter.
当这几个人会合见面的时候，
And when they come to meet one another,
刚才我们所看的这一段圣经就是约押要向这个亚玛撒请安。
And just now we have read is the moment where Joab come to greet Manasseh.
那么他们这种亲嘴 问安呢，可以说是非常亲切的动作。
And greeting with a kiss is a very intimate gesture.
没想到亚玛撒呢，却在对方的问安之下呢，输掉生命。
And Amasa, not knowing that from this gesture, has lost his life.
原因就是这个耶押呢，用右手 来表示他对他的尊敬，要请安。And
Joab has used his left hand to greet him.
但是左手呢，的动作却不一样。
But on the other hand, the right hand is not is doing a different action.
这种双手不义的动作呢，啊，让这个很聪明的亚玛莎毫无防备啊。
And this smart move by Joab of his both hands has left Amasa unprepared.
就白白的啊，丧失掉国家一个很重要的人物。
And we have from here we lost a very important a person in this country.
那为什么耶押要杀死亚玛撒呢？
Why did Joab kill Amasa?
啊，圣经却没有提到这个理由啊。
The Bible didn't give us the reason.
反正这两个人都是很重要，都是好人。
But however, these two persons are good people.
但是职位不一样。
But their position is different.
这个亚玛撒呢，啊，是大卫王所重用的。
Amasa has been highly used by King David.
但是耶押也是他所重用的。
And Joab is also been used by King David.
他们两个对国家的贡献都很大。
And both their contribution to the country is great.
只是职位不一样。
Except they've got different position.
跟从他们的人员也不太一样。
And the people that follow them is different as well.
如果他们能够联手来为国家服务呢，这个国家呢一定非常强盛。
If they were to combine together, then this country would be prosperous.
但是耶押嫉妒的心很重。
But Joab has a very jealous heart.
但是耶押很可能为了要提升自己的势力呢，啊，就把这个亚玛撒杀掉。
Perhaps Joab want to raise up his status. That's why he killed Amasa.
也许呢，他想要当元帅啊。如果不把这个人呢除掉，他就没有机会升官。
Or perhaps he wanted to become a commander, so therefore, he must eliminate Amasa to get that position.
也许他还有其他的目的啊。
Or perhaps he have some other reason.
不过有一个我们可以看出来的。
But there is one reason we can definitely see.
请看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
耶押的一个少年人站在亚玛撒书生旁边，对众人说：“谁喜悦耶押，谁归顺大卫，就当跟随耶押去。”当亚玛撒死了以后
，After Amasa died.
本来跟随他的部下非常多啊。
The people that follow him were plenty.
但有人站出来说，既然这个人死了，啊，要跟随谁比较有帮助、有益处呢
？And one of them stood up and said, "Who shall we follow to benefit us?"
当然要跟随活的人呐、啊。
Of course, you must follow a living person.
那么亚玛撒呢？就这样死掉。连他的尸体呢也没有好好安葬。
And Amasa died just like that, and his body was not well taken care of.
当然大卫王不知道这件事情。
Of course, King David did not know about this incident.
但是耶押这种左右手不义的啊，这种动作呢啊，可以伤害人，也可以帮助人。
But the movement from both your handswas unrighteous and it could harm and also can help a person.
他是一个很好的人才。
He is a good man.
但是心地狭窄。
But his heart is narrow.
不止这样。
Not only so.
还有其他的啊，这种跟别人的性情不一样的。
And his behavior is different from people.
他跟大卫王有亲戚的关系啊。
He is related to King David.
那大卫王呢？啊，他要在年纪很大要临终之前呢。
And when King David came to an old age and about to depart,
他特别交代他的儿子所罗门王啊。
And he instructed his son Solomon,
说国中有一些呢对国家有贡献的人员呢，这些人当中哪一个你要特别留心呢？啊，他有特别交代所罗门王。
And King David told Solomon, they are people that are very faithful to the country, and for those people, you must take care of them.
其中就是耶押，这一位啊。
And one of them is being Joab.
所以所罗门王为了小心起见，对他有点限制，限制他的这个行动。
And during Solomon's reign, he restricted the movement of Joab.
那耶押呢，后来呢，因为企图心重，也有做一些对王不太忠心的行为啊。
Because of his jealousy heart, Joab then was not faithful to King Solomon.
就被所罗门王来处死刑了。And
Solomon then sentenced him to death.
那么耶押呢，他一生当中呢，功劳非常的大。
And Joab has much contribution to the country.
但是呢，为了这个职位关系呢，就 无辜的杀死很重要的两个人呐。
But because of his strife for the position, he has killed an innocent person.
这可以说对以色列王国呢损失非常大。And
to the Israelites, it is a great loss.
我们请看列王记上第二章。Let
us turn to 1 Kings
第二章
Chapter 2
列王记上第2章第5节
Chapter 2 verse 5
你知道，希鲁雅的儿子耶押向我所行的，就是杀了以色列的两个元帅，尼尔的儿子亚尼尔和以帖的儿子亚玛撒，他在太平之时流着二人的血，如在战争之时一样。 将坐穴染了腰间束的带和脚上穿的血。大卫要临终之前交代他的儿子所罗门王要特别注意的人物。And
when Solomon, sorry, when King David about to die, and he give strict command to his son.
那么这些人呢，有的呢，你要提防他。
That there are people that you should be aware of.
有的呢，你要一族的恩待他。
And for some, you must give grace to them.
那这个孝族所罗门呢，就很重视他父亲所交代的话。
And this filial son, Solomon, abide the words of his father.
那从大卫王所提出来的这个耶押呢，就是在太平的时候呢， 毁坏了两个人的生命。And
here David tell of Joab killing two innocent people at the time where there was peace in the country.
其中这个亚玛撒跟他无冤无仇啊。And
Anasa was one of them that has no quarrel with him.
竟然呢死在这个耶押的手下。And
he died under the hand of Joab.
如果正数比武的话呢，亚玛撒不一定会输耶押的。If
they were both fighting fairly, then perhaps Anasa would not lose out to Joab.
但是一个大将军的耶押用小人的这种手段呢，就杀死这个亚玛撒。But
unfortunately, Joab has used a deceiving plan to kill him.
耶押的双手可以建立很多的好事。Joab's
both hands can do many good things.
也可以呢，让他国中很多的人得到鼓励。And
he also can encourage many of his people.
当他的右手抓住亚玛撒的胡须要跟他亲嘴的时候，亚玛撒得到很大的鼓励。And
when his left hand grabbed hold of his beard, Anasa has received much encouragement.
却在他得到鼓励，得到欢喜的时候，却丧失生命。And
when Anasa was received encouragement and was happy, at that moment he lost his life.
那我们也把这个耶押呢列为好的人呐。So
we will classify Joab as a good person.
因为他能够受大卫王重用，当然是好人。
Because he was because King David was able to use him, therefore we call him a good man.
但是小人的动作呢, 就, 这个损失就很大。
But with his crafty mind, it did not give him a good credit.
那为什么会有小人的动作呢?
Why did he have such a motive?
也许是心地狭窄。
Perhaps his mind is narrow.
啊, 有嫉妒心。
And he has jealousy.
所以, 在新约圣经里面就提到说这个呢, 到后来都是属于恶浊的。
And in the New Testament, it tells us these are the people, we call them evil.
我们请看雅各书第三章。
Let's turn to James chapter 3.
新约圣经雅各书第三章16节。
James chapter 3 verse 16.
到18节。
To 18.
新约332页第3章16节
3:16
在火处有嫉妒纷争就在火处有扰乱和各样的坏事17节
17
唯独从上头来的智慧先是清洁或是和平温良柔顺满有怜悯多结善果没有偏见没有假冒18节
18
并且属人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。16节提到什么地方有嫉妒纷争的事情就会造成扰乱。
Here it tells us when there is envy and self-ambition, then there will be disorder.
所以耶呀，这个好人呢，我们暂时把它列为是因为嫉妒心太重。
Joab, we will classify him a man with envious and some self-ambition.
而呢, 啊, 做出做小人的动作呢, 成为坏事。
And with that has created a motive to kill.
因为他很聪明, 很有智慧。
Because he's smart and has a lot of wisdom.
但是在17节18节说, 从上头来的智慧。
But verse 17 said that the wisdom that come from the above
就是从神那边来的
This come from God
就是清洁啊, 能够带来和平啊,
It is pure and bring peace
非常柔顺又有怜悯的心啊,
And it has submissive and full of mercy
就可以结出很多善良的果子出来
And it will have good fruit
并且呢, 没有偏见
And it has no impartiality
当然更没有像耶押这种假冒
And it would not be like what Joab has
啊, 会带来很好的气氛
And it will bring a good atmosphere
那么这种智慧呢 是我们值得去追求的
And this kind of wisdom is worthy for us to pursue
就是从神那边来的
And it is from God
雅各也曾经说到 没有智慧的可以借着祷告求啊
James also tells us that those who do not have wisdom, we can ask.
请看第一章第五节。
Let us turn to chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章第五节。
1, verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的, 应当求那或是以众人, 也不触着人的神, 主就必赐给他。 主耶稣给我们, 啊, 这个祷告的权利。
Lord Jesus gave us the authority to pray
多求从上头来的智慧
and to seek for the wisdom from above
那就能够呢, 有很多的建设性的行为
then you will have many creative deeds
可以得到很多的造就
and will bring much edification
那么耶押呢, 他当然也有智慧啊 但是呢, 因为他这种行为 我们把它列为是属于地面上的智慧
Of course, Joab has wisdom But the thing that he did We will say that he has the wisdom of the world
我们请看第三章的十四节、十五节
2 Samuel chapter 3
雅各书第三章十四节
对不起, 雅各书 James chapter 3
十四节
verse 14
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸， 也不可说谎话抵挡真道。15节
15
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地属群意的，是鬼魔的。人有智慧
Man has wisdom，
但是呢从上头来的非常美好。
But the wisdom from above is good，
这是我们要不断追求的。
This is what we should continually pursue。
那也呀，主又说很能干，能够做很多事情。
The hands from Joab can create many things，
就是缺乏上头来的智慧。
But what he's lack of is the wisdom from above，
所以呢就牺牲了做种好人呐。
And therefore a good man was being sacrificed，
像亚玛撒这个人。
People like Amasa，
如果耶押是一个善良成熟的人，
If Joab was a man of good and sincere，
那么可能呢对大卫王国的这个贡献会更大的。
And perhaps his contribution to King David would be greater，
那么也是神很欣赏的。
And he would be a manThat be appreciated by God。
主耶稣在世的时候，
When Lord Jesus in this world，
曾经称赞一个人叫拿但业，心里没有诡诈。
And he has admired a man called Nathanael， a man without deceiving heart。
他虽然没有没有什么主导人去称赞他。
He may not have many virtue to be appreciated by people。
虽然他不认识耶稣，
and no doubt he doesn't know Lord Jesus，
但是因为心地善良没有诡诈，
but because his heart was pure and without deceitfulness，
所以主耶稣拣选了他，
so Lord Jesus chose him。
这是记在约翰福音第一章里面，
and this is recorded in John chapter 1。
另外旧约圣经也记载，当年亚伯拉罕能够蒙神拣选得到福气啊。
And also the Bible recorded that Abrahamwas chosen by God and received blessing，
也是因为心里诚实获得神的欣赏。
And he too have a good heart and being admired by God。
我们请看尼希米记第九章第七节第八节。
Let us turn to Nehemiah chapter 9。
尼希米记第九章第七节第八节。
7-8
第七节
7，
你是耶和华神，曾拣选亚伯兰，领他出加勒底的乌尔，给他改名叫亚伯拉罕。第八节
8，
你见他在你面前心里诚实，就与他立约，应许把迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利西人、耶布苏人、哥加撒人诸地赐给他的后裔，且应许了你的话，因为你是公义的。亚伯兰蒙拣选是因为他心里诚实啊。
And Abraham was chosen because his heart was faithful，
所以神跟他立约要祝福给他。
And therefore God made a covenant with him and gave him blessing，
从神那边所得来的福气呢才有价值的。
The blessing that God gave are very valuable。
那么像耶押靠着自己所争取而来的地位呢，还是不好的。
And like Job, that his status that he seek for is not good。
这是我们从耶押的左右手所做的动作呢，来联想这些道理。
And it is from the action of his left right hand gave us this teaching。
我们再提出一点，跟大家做参考。
And I would like to give you another point for encouragement。
请看数书记第七章。数书记第七章。
Judges chapter 4。
第七章
chapter 7。
我们请看数书记第七章二十节。
Judges chapter 7 verse 20。
三队的人就都吹角，打破瓶子，左手拿着火把，右手拿着角，喊叫说耶和华和基甸的刀。这里记载 述书基甸的故事。
He recorded the story from the judges.
在神的主述之下，他拣选了300个人跟这个米甸人征战。
Gideon, under the will of God, chose three hundred people to go into a battle.
那这三个啊，这三百人呢？他们没有拿刀，双手所拿的是什么呢？
They did not carry any sword, but what did they carry in both hands?
这里记载，左手拿着火把，右手拿着脚。
And they say that the left hand they carried the torches, and on the right hand they carried the trumpet.
在第六章记载，米甸人欺负这个以色列人呢，一共有七年呐。
And the Bible says that the Midianite has bullied the Israelite for many years.
每到他们这个农作物要收成的时候，米甸人就来破坏，来抢劫。
And when it was time to harvest the field, the Midianite would come and rob them from their harvest.
所以以色列人的生活越来越困难，越穷困。
And the Israelites were in difficulties, and they were in need.
因为米甸人非常的坏，所以他们就很害怕的在山中挖洞挖穴，啊，躲在那里面。
And because the Midianite were very bad, therefore the Israelites had to dig holes in the mountain to hide from them.
那么一方面祷告求神怜悯呐、啊、
，And on the other hand, they prayed to God for His mercy.
所以当他们呼求神以后，神就拣选了一位叫基甸述书啊。
And when they cried out to God, and God chose Gideon as a judge,
他号召了好几万人来跟随他。
And he called many hundreds of people to follow him.
那神就告诉他，跟随你的人太多啊。
And God told Gideon that there are too many people following him.
你要从这几万人当中呢，啊，选出我所看重的人，剩下只有300呀。
And from these many hundred people, God only choose 300 that pleases him.
那这三百蒙神重用。
And these 300will be used by God.
打了一处的漂亮的战争啊。
And they did a wonderful battle and gained a victory.
救了全体的以色列民啊。
And it saved all the Israelites.
啊，就从此不再受米甸人的欺压。
And from there on, the Midianites had no longer come to bully them.
那么我们从这一场战争当中呢，提出有关左手所握的跟右手所握的来联想一些道理，做互相勉励。
And from this story, we would like to bring out this teaching that relate to us from their left hand and their right hand.
那么这三百人，他们右手拿着脚，脚是要吹好的。
And this 300 men, with their left hand, they had this trumpet, and this trumpet is to make noise.
那么这个吹号有两个作用
，to make signal, and this there is.Two purposes from this.
一种就是可以鼓舞士气啊。
And one is to encourage, is for encouragement.
也可以传达信息啊。
And it also can give out messages.
像在这一次战争当中，他们约定在什么时候要吹角。
And for instance, like this battle, they have agreed when they should blow the trumpet.
在三队当中，所以基甸的那一队呢，就先吹角。
And those that belong to Gideon, they will be the first to blow the trumpet.
那么其他的要跟着来吹角。
And followed by the others.
这个号角一吹呢，啊，这些参加战争的得到鼓舞啊。
And once the trumpet was blown, the people that involved in the battle were being encouraged.
不止这样，那敌军那边呢，一听到这个声音就害怕。
Not only so, the enemy, once they heard the trumpet, they will be frightened.
那么吹号角呢，也可以指着我们今天呢，为主耶稣传福音啊。
A trumpet can prefigure today as if we were spreading the gospel.
这个福音呢，不只向外，也可以向内的。
The gospel, not only we spread out, it can be spread in.
这个福音呢是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
这个福福音呢，可以救很多人呐。
The gospel can save many people.
我们呢，又说我们这么啊，能够做的事情，能够做在啊这个福音的上面。
And with our right hand, we can use it to in order to help the gospel.
也就是说，我们在一生当中有很多的工作。能够参与传福音的工作。
And in our life, there are many things we can do, and one of them is to spread the gospel.
这是非常有意义的。
And this is so meaningful.
因为福音呢，是从主耶稣开始的。
Because the gospel came from Jesus.
我们请看马可福音第一章第一节。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 1, verse 1.
马可福音第一章第一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 1.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。这里提到福音的起头耶稣基督啊。
Here it tells us the beginning of the gospel is from Jesus.
主耶稣成全救恩以后啊。
After Jesus Christ completed the salvation.
这个救恩对人类的啊这个重要性是非常的大。
And this salvation has become.
当年约翰在异象当中看到有位天使啊。在空中啊，吹角传福音啊。
And John, in his revelation, he saw a man blowing the trumpet to spread the gospel.
也就是说，我们真教会的弟兄姐妹，在这个末后的时候呢，要更积极去传福音啊。
And this is to say, brothers and sisters, we are at the end time, and so we must concentrate to spread the gospel.
好像天使在空中在啊。吹这个福音的号角一样。
And this would be likened as an angel blowing the trumpet in heaven.
你的右手能够做什么？
What can your right hand do?
当然呢，传福音是你能够做的事情。
Of course, spreading the gospel is one of the things that you can do.
好像跟随基甸的三百人，他们右手拿着号角一直的吹啊。
And this is likened to the 300 men of Gideon that they were holding this trumpet and keep blowing it.
就打赢了那一次的战争。
And with that, they have gained a victory.
同样基督徒在属灵方面经常呢要打战的。
Similarly, a Christian must engage in battle spiritually.
当然呢，我们在灵战呢，每一次呢都要胜利的，不能够失败。
In the spiritual realm, every victory, every battle must be a victory and must not defeat.
福音是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
我们请看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
第一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能。要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
这些传福音的人以福音为荣耀。
And those who spread the gospel will be glorified.
神的能力跟着他就可以做出很漂亮的事情。
The power of God will follow them, and therefore they can do many beautiful things.
就是能够救很多的人啊。
That is to say, they can save many people.
也就是说，这些相信耶稣的人可以得到属灵的福气了。
And the believer will receive much blessing from Jesus.
主耶稣曾经对他的门徒说啊。
Lord Jesus once said to his disciple,
说这个天国的福音如果传遍天下，他就要再来。
He said, "When the gospel brings spread to the end of the world, he will come."
所以我们要赶快把我们真教会的福音呢，传给人呐。
So we must quickly spread the gospel from through this church to every people.
也就是说，你的右手能够做什么，就能够传福音呐。
And this is to say what your right hand can do.Is to spread the gospel.
但是要传福音，当然要懂得神的道理。
But in order to spread the gospel, you must first know the truth.
也就是说，要熟练神的道理。
that you must be trained from the truth.
要多听多看。
You must listen and hear.
当然要多多学习啊，这个真道。
You must listen and hear, listen and see, and must listen to the truth.
我们才能够呢啊，来为主耶稣吹出这个福音的号角。
Only then you'll be worthy to blow the trumpet.
我们请参看希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrew.
希伯来书第五章十三节、十四节。
Hebrew chapter 5, verse 13.
希伯来书第五章十三节、十四节。
13 and 15.
凡主能出来的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。十四节。
14.
唯独长大成人的，才能够出干粮，他们的心窍习练多通达，就能分辨好歹。我们在属灵方面呢，刚受洗的时候好像出来的婴孩。
Spiritually, when we were first baptized, we are like an infant.
但是我们相信以后，听道理，看圣经，自己查考圣经，得到很好的造就。
But once, from there, we listen.To the teaching and we read the Bible, we can receive edification.
那么我们在神的家中灵性渐渐长大。
Then, in the house of God, you will slowly grow.
对主耶稣仁义的道理越来越熟练。
And you will be familiar with the teaching of Jesus.
那么在神的恩典当中就能够长大成人。
So under the grace of God, you will grow and become mature.
就能够经得起考验。
And you will beable to be tested.
所以真道的造就越丰富的信心越刚强。
So the more truth you receive, the stronger will be your faith.
有时候遇到各项的试炼。
At times we may encounter various trials.
当有百般的试炼临到我们的时候。
When trials come upon earth,
可以借着熟练的真理呢来得到坚固啊。
And,with the teaching that you have will be encouraged, will give you strength.
因为他能够明白神的主意。
Because you know the will of God.
他能够分辨好歹。
And you can discern that is good or bad.
那一方面呢，为主传福音啊。
At the same time, you can spread the gospel.
好像那三百个人右手拿的脚吹好一样。
And just like these 300 people with their right hand having the blowing the trumpet,
那就可以拯救很多的人。
And then they can save many people.
可以胜过仇敌。
You can gain victory over the enemy.
当年主耶稣要出来传福音之前，受魔鬼的试探。
And Lord Jesus, when he came out to teach,
结果
他 received temptation.
他没有失败。
And he did not.He was not defeated.
他在那三处的试探当中，都是用神的话来胜过他。
In his three tests, he has used the word of God to gain victory.
所以真理的造就对我们来说非常重要。
So the truth is very important to us.
我们一方面可以坚固信心，一方面呢为主传福音啊。
One way it can strengthen our faith, and the other it canWe can spread the gospel to people.
那这三百个人呢？他右手拿着号角，那左手是拿着火把。
And these 300 people, their right hand was carrying a trumpet, and their left hand was carrying torches.
火把本来是藏在一个瓶子里面。
The torches normally you keep them in a bottle.
是隐藏起来看不见的。
And you would keep them and not being visible.
请看《数书记》第七章十六节。
Let us turn to Judges chapter 7.
数书记第七章十六节。
Judges chapter 7, verse 16.
一次基甸将三百人分作三队，把脚和空瓶交在个人手里，瓶内都藏着火把。当时机未到的时候
，When the time came,
火把。是隐藏起来。
that the torture, the torch will be hidden away.
是藏在空瓶子里面,
and it will be kept in this empty jars.
所以这个瓶子要藏火把之前要倒空瓶子。
So before you put the torch in the jar, you must first empty the jar.
里面不能够装有其他的东西呀。
There shouldn't be anything at all in the jar.
倒空以后呢，才把火把装进去的。Only
when you empty them first, then you put your torch in there.
那么号角一响呢，这个瓶子要把它打破。And
with the sound of the trumpet, you are to break the jar.
那么火把就出来。Then
the torch will be seen.
那么他们左手握着火把。And
their left hand will be holding the torch.
就可以照亮。 在那夜间呢，就可以照亮。And
it will brighten the night.
一照亮呢，这些黑暗、属于恶的、属于黑暗的就不存在。Once
it shines, then the darkness will no longer exist.
这对属灵方面，我们可以把它解释为呢，有圣灵同在。In
the spiritual realm, we can call it with the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵象征火啊,
because the Holy Spirit is like a fire.
当年使徒在五旬节那一天得到圣灵的时候,
and when the disciple received the Holy Spirit at the time of the Pentecostal,
有异象出现,
there is a vision appear,
说火好像舌头出现,
that the fire appears starting from the lips.
那么在以赛亚书里面也有记载,
in the book of Isaiah, it was recorded
圣灵是焚烧的,
that the Holy Spirit is like a fire,
要烧掉人的杂质啊, 让人更圣洁,
and it will burn the impurities of a man in order him to be purified.
所以当你有心要为主耶稣传福音吹号角的时候,
so when you want to blow the trumpet to spread the gospel for Lord Jesus,
只要你像这三个人一样,
as long as you likened to these three persons,
首先要把这个瓶子倒空装上火把,
and first you must empty the jar, then you put the torch in.
也就是说虚心的人能够得到圣灵的充满,
only people with an empty heart will be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit.
我们每个人在神的面前好像器皿一样,
we in front of God is like a vessel.
那器皿有时候好像属于瓶子这种器皿,
these vessels can sometimes look like a jar.
那能够倒空注集装上火把被圣灵充满,
and this jar can be emptied whatever in there to allow the torch to be put in.
我们请参看提摩太后书第二章,
let us turn to 2 Timothy
第二章,
chapter 2
21节,
verse 21.
提摩太后书第二章21节,
verse 21.
连若柱节脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁，合乎主用, 预备行各样的善事。 这里提到人能够柱节脱离卑贱的事情,
here tell us that a man can be cleansed,
就能够成为贵重的器皿啊,
then to be used by for noble purpose.
所以他们要装上火把之前, 能够把瓶子倒空,
so before they put the torch into the jar, they must first empty it.
那就能够装上火把,
only then the torch can be put in.
所以保罗在这边提到, 我们要成为贵重的器皿,
so Paul here tells us about how to become a precious vessel,
能够合乎主所要用你的这种条件,
and to be able to be useful.
那么呢, 圣灵一定, 充满你, 帮助你力量,
only then the Holy Spirit will help you and give you strength.
我们每个人在神的面前呢, 都成为神的器皿啊。
And all of us in front of God, we are a vessel.
我们再看罗马书第九章二十三节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章二十三节、二十四节。
Verse 23 and 24.
二十三节。
23.
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早已被夺荣耀的器皿上。二十四节。
24.
这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？神早就预备他所要夺荣耀的器皿。
The Lord has prepared in advance the vessel.
神的荣耀在这个幕后要不断的彰显出来。
At this end time, the Lord will manifest.His glory
是借着我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身体
，and it is through the body of brothers and sisters.
我们每个人都是神的器皿
，we are all His vessels.
你的左手、右手能够做什么呢
？What can your left hand or your right hand do?
当然可以做很多的事情。
Of course, they can do many things.
那都能够成为神的器皿
，and we all can be the vessels of God.
当我们倒空自己，谦卑在神的面前，被圣灵充满以后
，After you emptied yourself and be filled with the Holy Spirit，
那么时机一到呢？啊，时机成熟的时候呢，要把这个瓶子敲破
，and humble and at the proper time these vessels will be broken，
那火把就出现了
，then the fire then the torch will appear，
就从四方射出它的光亮出来
，and it will show its brightness from all corners。
那么神的荣耀就在那边一直的发展下去啊。
Then the glory of God will manifested from there。
那么也就是说呢，当时机成熟的时候，神需要你牺牲呢，你就牺牲了。
This is to say that when the time comes。You will sacrifice yourself to God.
那么在这个时候的基督徒是不怕死啊。
And we Christians do not afraid of death.
话是这么说。
It may be just a word.
不怕死是要看时机啊。
When you're not afraid of death, it's depending when.
像这样时机一成熟呢，神要你牺牲生命，不怕死。
And when the time comes, the Lord wants you to sacrifice, and you will not be afraid.
所以主耶稣就说了，牺牲生命要夺回生命。
So Lord Jesus says, only when you sacrifice your life, you will gain life.
时机不成熟，不可以死。
When it is not proper time, you cannot die.
要死都有价值啊。
You die, with value.
不能够动不动就要死。
You must not die of anyhow.
没有理由来死。
And there is no reason to die.
在什么时候死？
When do we die?
要死都有价值。
You must die with value.
这就是为主耶稣所付出的这个生命的牺牲啊。
This is the sacrifice of life to God.
那么，基甸呢，跟随基甸这些人呢，他们呢，拿着火把。
So these people that follow Gideon, and they were holding torches.
有这个花亮的火把呢，必须要打破瓶子。
And with these torches, they must break this jar.
能够有牺牲的这种精神呢，就能够为主耶稣完成很大的事情。
They must have the spirit of sacrificing to the Lord in order to do great things.
当时机还没有成熟的时候，火把是藏在瓶子里面的。
When the time hasn't come, the torch must be in the jar.
时机成熟呢，就要把它敲破的。
When the time comes, the jar will be broken.
所以当年主耶稣来到世界的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus came into this world,
当他时机成熟的时候，就死在十字架上。
And when the time came, he sacrificed himself on the cross.
为众人牺牲自己的生命。
And he sacrificed his life for all.
完成救恩，又夺回生命，复活。
To sacrifice his life and to receive life and able to live.
保罗对这个道理非常了解啊。
And Paul understood this teaching.
所以他常常说我的身上带着主耶稣的死啊。
And therefore often he said that his body shows the mark of Lord Jesus.
请看哥林多后书第四章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians
第四章十节十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
哥林多后书四章十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。十一节。
11.
因为我们这些活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们的这必死的身上显明出来。保罗他为主耶稣的这个福音呢，时机一成熟，他就有这种牺牲的精神啊。
And Paul was spreading the gospel, and when the time comes, he has the spirit of sacrificing himself.
好像主耶稣时机一成熟呢，啊，就牺牲了他的生命。
And it's like when the time came, Lord Jesus himself sacrificed his life.
所以保罗说，他带着主耶稣的死啊，他的身上带着，就是有这种牺牲的精神啊。
So Paul said that his body, with the death of Jesus, this is to tell us that he has the spirit of sacrificing for the Lord.
No, 当然呢，啊，就有主耶稣的生在他的身上显出来。
Then, only then, there is life in his body of Lord Jesus.
牺牲好像吃亏，结果呢是得到益处的。
Sacrificing, may seem to be disadvantageous, but they're actually advantages.
也就是说，为主耶稣所付出的不会吃亏的。
This is to say, whatever you give to Jesus will not be in vain.
所以，当那三百个人把这个瓶子敲破，火把出现以后
，So when after these 300 people breaks the jar and the torch became visible.
那么米甸云中啊，在那半夜当中，忽然间听到声音，看到这么光亮。
And the midnight, in the middle of the night, heard noises and saw such brightness.
在那半睡半醒当中，互相残杀就打败仗了。
And when they were half asleep, they slaughter one another, killing them all.
所以这三百个人是怎么打胜仗的呢？不是靠刀枪的。
So how did these 300 people won the victory? It's not through the sword.
是靠着神的大能，福音的号角。
It is through the power of God and through the sound of the trumpet.
同样的，我们今天呢，啊，真教会要发展要得胜，也是这样的。
Similarly, for the true church to prosper.It is like this as well.
我们的说呢，能够一手握着真理，一手有圣灵同在。
One hand with the gospel and the other hand with the Holy Spirit.
好像呢，拿着号角，有圣灵同在。
It's just like with the trumpet, with the prefigure Holy Spirit.
就能够完成这个神的圣功啊。
Only then it.The holy work can be accomplished.
啊，因为我们的左手、右手都能够蒙神重用。
Because our left hand and right hand can be used by God.
来为神完成美好的善功啊。
And to complete the wonderful work of God.